How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I'm the voice disguiser, please.
Hello.
So, tell us what's going on.
Well, let's see. This weekend, I am planning to take a trip to go visit my baby brother at school. He just started.
Okay. Awesome. That sounds exciting.
It would be.
Jeff was telling us a little bit about it earlier. You've got some bad news for him.
Well, yeah, a little bit of bad news. Certainly something to talk about. So he just started going to school, and he's very excited. Our parents were kind enough to pick the tab up for him.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to go to a very shishy, expensive little school. Unfortunately, as it happens, in paying for his school, my parents have pretty much dug themselves into a grave of debt.
Uh-oh. Okay. So when they offered to pay, did they give him a restriction on which schools he could go to?
I don't really know if they intended on him picking the school that he did. They said no, they didn't give him a restriction. I think they wanted him to just be able to get into a great school, and he's a really smart kid. So he got into a school, and I think they were probably a bit shocked, but they didn't put restrictions on him.
So he's been there for how long now?
Well, he literally just started this past week. So he's been there for a week. Like, he's just started. He doesn't know any of this is going on.
So he left for school a week ago.
Yeah.
And within that week, you have discovered the financial difficulties?
Well, I mean, I had a feeling there was something.
Oh, no. Bummer. She clicked off. Ask her that.
She's going to come back on with us. I was... Tracy said she was very nervous, so she's...
It's okay.
I thought she had...
Hung up on us?
Just bailed, but she's back. Hey, Connie, sorry about that.
Hey,
Connie, and don't be nervous. The question, while we're trying to get you back, is this something... Are you running an errand for your parents to pull them out, or are you taking it upon yourself to do this?
No, I'm doing it myself. I really can't stand to see my parents like this.
Okay, so you're not delivering the message for them. You're delivering the message... Because you think it needs to be delivered.
Yes.
Do they know you're doing this?
No.
That's not cool. They're already offered to pay for it, and they probably have already paid the bill for tuition and books at least, right?
Well, yeah, they have, but because they've already done that, they're now in a massive load of debt.
They're not going to get that money back. They've already paid it for this semester,
at least. Technically, they could get part of that money back.
So you've
but this
you've
is
already
his college. This is what they want to do for him.
Are you jealous that he's in an expensive school?
That's what.
No,
no,
that's not it. That's not it.
Hey, Julie.
I chose to go to a 2-year school, and I paid for it myself.
You're ticked.
I'm doing just fine with that.
Mm. Hey, Julie.
Hey,
you're on with Connie.
Yeah, you know, I'm a parent. I had a college age child, and at the time, I couldn't afford for him to go to good school, and I told him if her parents really couldn't afford it, they wouldn't have sent him. I think she's jealous that she went to a 2-year school and paid for it,
right,
and her little brother's getting an education at a better school.
Is he smarter than you, Connie?
Oh.
No.
How do you know that he...
Well, he got into a 4-year prestigious school, and you went to a 2-year school. To me, that means he probably had better SAT scores, at least.
First of all, we had about the same SAT scores. That's really not the issue here. My issue is that I'd like to see my parents retire
that
without being
issue.
In debt and having us have to take care of them.
That was their choice. Well, I mean, as a child, it's going to be your responsibility to take care of your parents, but I think that it was their choice to pay for his school.
Are your parents venting to you about their financial situation, or how are you aware that this is such a burden on them?
Well, again, they haven't really expressed
Oh, honey.
Then how do you know?
But here's where this is why I'm concerned. They've been more stressed out than usual. There have been things around the house that are slipping that shouldn't be. And again, this is very bad, but I did some snooping. I went into their online accounts and I checked out the situation. I know.
No, you don't know.
So you logged into their bank accounts and saw where they are, and you made the decision that that's not a good place for them to be in.
Well, yeah, really. I know. Yeah, they're in a very bad position. Very bad.
Hang on.
Well, that's illegal.
Sandy's on your side. Hey, Sandy.
Hey, I'm calling because my best friend and roommate actually went to a great 4-year school, but she took advantage of the HOPE, and so she did it on her own. Her little sister, however, her parents paid for to go to a local private school, very she and expensive. They had the money. Well, the economy goes bad. The dad loses the job, and now they don't have the money. And they've already put themselves in $150,000 worth of debt, lose their home, all this horrible stuff. And my roommate and my friend has to buy their groceries. And my roommate and my friend has to pay for their rent when it goes bad and all of those things. So, Connie, save yourself and save your family some troubles. And your little brother needs to grow up. And
what?
He doesn't even know.
What? Why is it his fault?
He doesn't even know that this is happening.
Why is he being punished for being ambitious and successful and given the opportunity, accepting the opportunity that was offered to him?
I'm not saying that he's being punished. I'm saying
that... You just told him to grow up.
I'm sure. He's 18 years old. He's smart. He got into the school. If he hears that his parents are having problems, he's probably going to say, hey, let me take out some loans, let me do something. Let's work together here.
Well, that's working together, but that's not Big Sister going... But that's not Big Sister going in and saying, you have to leave because it is my decision. I, being the controller of the family, I'm going to snoop through my parents' finances. Stop. I'm going to come to you and tell you as the little brother, you've got to stop what you're doing because it's your fault that mom and dad are in debt.
But this is a reality. How much is he really going to enjoy his first year of school when he finds out his parents can't afford to send him to the second year or the third year?
He's not going to find out. He's not going to find out unless you go up there and tell him.
When his bossy big sister comes and tells him what to do, I'm sure that's really going to make him feel good and feel, like he's
not
a part of the family.
Tell him what to do. You called us saying that you were going to go and tell him to
pull out of school. That's being a bossy big sister.
Hang on. She's got a lot of support. The calls are split. Angela, turn your radio all the way down, please.
I'm just listening to this debate on what this girl is doing, going to talk to her brother. And I don't think what she's doing is wrong.
What?
I think it's bad timing.
Okay.
We had something similar to happen in my family. When my sister had the opportunity to go to 2 grad schools, one was out on the West Coast and one was here, one had... really good programs, but she really wanted to go on the West Coast. They offered her no money whatsoever, whereas if she'd stayed here on this side and had gone to school here, it would be a lot less expensive on my parents, who were willing to foot the bill for whatever she wanted to do because they were so happy that she was going on to further her education. Now, she had opportunities in both places. She hadn't started yet, but we told her, listen, Mom and Daddy can't afford for you to go all the way out there, and you're the baby of this, and they're going to pay for it. And that's not fair. My father had health issues. He had been in and out of the hospital, and we're like, we really don't think you should go.
Look, being the baby of the family should not be something that is considered to be... Yeah, you shouldn't be punished because you're the baby of the family just because you came last. It's not that brother's fault that he came last.
Hey, Allison...
I've done some research, but I'm not his mother and I'm not his
parent. Sound like it.
Yeah,
you're acting like it.
Allison, you're on with Connie.
Hey, I was going to say, even if he went to a $25,000 a year school, you've said it's his first week, i.e. first semester. That tuition is $12,500, and granted, that's a lot of money, but you said that your parents are in, a heap of debt already. It's how can one semester have, put them over the edge? It is a lot of money, but that's not insurmountable. That's completely, people can get that back.
And just a technical question, Connie, how do you know when you snooped, how do you know you didn't miss an account? You log on, let's say they do all their banking with whatever, SunTrust Bank, so those are the checkbooks you see, so you log in and you find their SunTrust account, and they got $50,000 in there and it's half gone now because he's going to a $25,000 a year school, right? And you're freaking out. Yeah. What if over at Bank of America they got another $100,000 that they've saved up and you don't even know about that?
Yeah, and you know, that is a possibility, but they've also seen some of their credit card statements and every single one of their credit cards is maxed out.
You went through their credit card statements.
It was laying out on the counter. I'm their daughter. I'm not going to go turn it into the CIA.
Then why don't you be an adult and go talk to your parents before you talk to your brother if you're so grown up? And you can go through their
statements. You're the one that needs to grow up. Jen is right. You were so jealous of your little brother.
Which is weird because it's usually sisters that are like this.
Hey, Sean, welcome to the show.
How's it going, folks? Love your show. Listen to you every morning.
That's awesome, man. Thank you very much.
I am a father preparing to get ready to send our son to college. Mm-hmm. What we have done, we have saved our 401k. Mm-hmm. We have prepared to start taking out loans to get him to any college he wants to go to. Mm-hmm. I think she's wrong by even stating or even thinking about going and saying something. Parents plan things out that the kids don't know about to make sure that their kids get the best education that we can pay for. I think what she should do is, if she has a problem with it, talk to them and say, listen, mom and dad are having a little bit of trouble. Can you go and see what the financial aid can help you out with and see what he qualifies for? But do not go to that school and say a word to him because it's going to put a buzzkill on him. He may end up flunking out. It may cause problems, rifts that no one can even foresee. I would
be upset
if my daughter wouldn't say something to my son when he was in school.
She wouldn't be upset by that because I don't think she's there to help him. I do think she's there to sabotage him.
Hey, Connie,
is a horrible thing to say.
It's a horrible thing for what you're doing.
Connie, is your intention to drive? Did we already establish it's an out-of-state school?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So is your intention to drive wherever it is and actually come home with him and his bed in a bag in the car and bring him back here to Atlanta?
I don't know. I just need to get up there and see what seems like the right thing to do.
Would that be what makes you happiest is driving him home on Monday?
The thing that would make me happiest is to know my parents aren't broke. So whether he comes home in the car with me and that's how we resolve this, I just want to see my parents not be in debt.
Let him enjoy his first semester. It's paid for already. Get over it.
I wonder how much... That's the call. You know what? Because maybe during Entertainment Buzz or something, we'll get a phone call. I would love to know from a college what percentage you get back if you bail after 2 weeks of class. Not a dime?
You don't.
Your tuition's paid for.
Yeah, tuition's paid for. And you're
it's not like a refund.
You know what? And if he drops out, it could probably long-term affect his GPA.
Yeah, because he's already enrolled.
She doesn't care.
Hey, Connie, we're definitely going to check in with you when we get back after our vacation. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Did we change your mind at all, or you're still going?
I'm still going.
What a little brat.
Are you still having the same conversation?
I don't know if it'll be the same conversation, but the facts are going to come out.
All right.
You don't even know the facts. Ew. Talk to your parents.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you when you get back.
God. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.